reggelt kívánok, dobré ráno prajem, good morning to everybody. To all those who stayed with us from yesterday and also to all who have joined us this morning. Our first panel will be devoted to the situation in Slovakia, and then we'll be dealing with generally situations in Central Europe. The chairman of the first panel will be Laszlo Öllös, who is chairman of the Forum Institute and lecturer on political science at the University of Nitra. And the other panelists are Jarmila Lajčáková, who is an expert on multiculturalism and human rights, and currently on maternal leave, but works with the Center on the Research of Ethnicity and Culture in Bratislava, and Ondrej Dostal, who is also a long-standing expert on minority rights, currently director of the Conservative Institute of Milan Rastica Štefanik in Bratislava. But before I pass the floor to Mr. Öllös, I think it would be worthwhile to sum up a little bit some interesting conclusions, some interesting information rather, I would say, from the yesterday's proceedings for all of us, and especially for those who were not here yesterday. First, we listened to two outstanding international lawyers, Mr. Gaspar Biro and Jano Kaltenbach. Mr. Gaspar Biro is a member of the Advisory Committee on the Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities, and this is his second term on this, and he also was member of the group who drafted Convention, and he provided us with a short evaluation of the Framework Convention, which according to him is a too flexible instrument, which is very difficult, or which causes difficulties in the matters of enforcement and compliance. But on the other hand, he then admitted that the flexibility of the document, on the other hand, is also an asset, and provides a room of maneuver to the advisory committee to for various recommendations towards the state. Mr. Kaltenbach then provided a short outline of the models, or of the model of participatory mechanisms and self-government mechanisms in Hungary. Then we devoted quite a lot of time to the issue of Kosovo. Adrian Zeciri from Pristina outlined the constitution of Kosovo, which is a constitution of a multi-ethnic state, so it's not a constitution of a nation state. And he informed us about all those very sophisticated mechanisms that ensure that that all citizens of Kosovo, but on the other hand also all communities, ethnic and religious communities, enjoy equality, in not only in theory but also in practice. Then we discussed a little bit whether this constitution of Kosovo can at all be enforced when it is so sophisticated, and whether it's politically wise to expect that it can work. And we agreed that, of course, it needs a lot of involvement, not only on the part of the Kosovo government, but also on the part of the Belgrade government, and also on the part of the European Union and the international community. Then in the last part, the last panel was devoted to the situation in Ukraine, and we listened to Serhii Gerasimchuk and Oleksiy Basarab, who informed us first of all about the situation in Crimea and the possible security consequences of the development of the political situation in Crimea, especially as far as the aspirations of Russia and the situation of the Russian minorities, and the Crimean Tatars. Then we listen also to the situation of minorities, Russian minorities in Estonia and Latvia. And we just listened to the fact that there are two categories of Russians, or even three categories of Russians in Estonia and Latvia. And why is it so? And what results from this categorization in terms of either citizens' rights or minority rights. Since we had quite a little time to discuss the issues of the Baltic states and the Ukraine, we'll use the opportunity of the panel that we have in the morning also to come back to some issues related to Estonia or Ukraine.